We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Nat venit, valuable viewers, that is welcome in Romanian, a language spoken by about 24 million people in Romania, Moldova, and Ukraine. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbator Sealing Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Dahun Uls Province, channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. In Shaw, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, American companies provide environmentally friendly incentives for employees. In humanitarian news, a 23-year-old Lebanese student wins an award for creating a blood donor database. In environmental news, a Formosan or Taiwanese animated film raises awareness on global warming. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 23rd, is the birthday of Her Majesty Queen Noor of Jordan. Born Lisa Najib Halabi in Washington, D.C., USA, Her Majesty is internationally known for her humanitarian, peace, educational, and earth-protecting activities. Her Majesty chairs the King Hussein Foundation, or KHF, and the King Hussein Foundation International, or KHFI. These organizations promote socio-economic opportunities and media that respects all cultures. Among her many honors, Her Majesty has received the United Nations Environment Programme Global 500 Award for her contributions in safeguarding the ecosphere, and the 2009 Global Environmental Citizen Award by Harvard University's Center for Health and the Global Environment. May Allah bless you, Your Majesty Queen Noor, for your devotion to bringing about a more loving world. We wish you a beautiful birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from the Philippines. On July 27th, Tropical Storm Jolina triggered floods and landslides in the archipelago nation. 8 people succumbed to the storm and more than 100,000 were affected, with many who were evacuated to shelters by military personnel and the Red Cross.
Sending her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 on July 28th, an amount that could obtain $142,000 in relief items purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
On August 4th, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan and the Philippines went to the worst-hit Sultan Kudarat province, where they spoke to Mayor Madame Sharjida Mastura, who helped direct them to affected areas and invited our association members to hold a global warming seminar there. Madame Sharjida Mastura accompanied our relief team in distributing relief items with the help of a truck and local military personnel.
In Tacarong City, our relief team met Department of Social Welfare Development, or DSWD, Officer Madam Lily Pagwatal, who assisted with transportation to 3 municipalities where relief supplies were delivered to 1,335 vulnerable families. Master's help was the first they received, and all relief recipients conveyed their joy and appreciation for her compassion. Madam Lily Pagwatal also promised to adopt a vegetarian diet.
I would like to thank the Supreme Master Qinghai for the assistance that given to us.
We appreciate the assistance of Mayor Mastura and Madam Pagwatal and congratulate Madam Pagwatal on embracing the wholesome plant-based lifestyle. We are especially grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose loving support brings comfort to many, and thank our association's relief team for their endeavors. May we all join hands in fostering a stable environment through our kinder ways.
Strong thunderstorms wreak havoc in Canada. On Thursday, the province of Ontario was struck by a series of unusually powerful thunderstorms with at least one tornado. An 11-year-old boy lost his life and several others were injured.
The city of Vaughan, where 200 homes were destroyed, declared a state of emergency. Buildings and another 600 homes were damaged, with trees uprooted and vehicles overturned. In addition, some 63,000 utility customers were without power and flights were cancelled. Ontario's Premier, Dalton McGuinty, said provincial help is available. We thank Your Excellency, Premier McGuinty, for your government's ready provision of assistance. Our sincere sympathies to the loved ones of the youth as we pray for the swift recovery of the storm-afflicted to their productive day-to-day lives. May such disturbing events subside through humanity's adoption of gentler lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Consumption of fish and fish oil linked to diabetes. According to a recently published study conducted by researchers from the University of Illinois and Wisconsin's Bureau of Environmental Health in the USA, individuals who consume fish or omega-3 fatty acids face a higher risk of developing diabetes. The reason is linked to the presence of pesticides such as DDT, which, despite being banned for decades in the US, remain in the fish flesh for long periods of time. The risk of diabetes was also found to rise further with the amount of fish or fish oil consumed. Our sincere thanks, US scientists, for this report on the hazards of fish and fish oil consumption. May everyone soon realize the manifold benefits of the safe and delicious animal-free vegan diet.
Swine flu detected in Chilean turkeys. This week, two turkey farms in Chile were quarantined after national health authorities and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed the birds were carrying the current AH1N1 swine flu virus. The presence of the swine flu virus in birds heightens concerns that the swine flu will mutate into a more virulent form by combining with the more deadly H5N1 bird flu virus, which has a 50% mortality rate in humans. Regarding future risks, World Health Organization, or WHO, Director General Dr. Margaret Chan stated, "We need to prepare for a second or even a third wave of spread as typically seen in past pandemics." WHO has called for governments to prepare for an explosion of cases with infection rates doubling every few days until peak transmission is reached.
The number of victims continues to mount. In official cases alone, which represent a small fraction of true incidents, 180 countries reported 250,595 cases, including 2,539 fatalities, with some of the latest being in India, Saudi Arabia, and Formosa or Taiwan.
As deaths also increased across Latin America, most recently in Chile, Brazil, El Salvador, Uruguay, and Bolivia, new measures were announced to minimize second waves. Mexico is seeking to borrow $400 million from the World Bank to secure its order of 20 million swine flu vaccines and other prevention costs. And El Salvador has suspended classes at universities and both public and private schools.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced swine flu was continuing to spread across the U.S., with people under the age of 49 being the ones affected by an alarming 75% of serious cases and 60% of fatalities. Zimbabwe reported her first confirmed case of swine flu, while cases jumped in Indonesia to 948 and Hong Kong to 8,535.
We thank the Chilean health officials, U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the World Health Organization, and governments across the globe for your best efforts to protect the public. Fellow citizens suffering directly or indirectly from swine flu continue to be in our thoughts and prayers. We look forward to the risk of all illnesses related to meat consumption ceasing to be a concern through a global switch to the safer and healthier plant-based fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.,
to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org.
www.vegsoc.org.
www.vrg.org.
www.vegsource.com.
Or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
ASEAN supports amnesty for Daw Aung San Suu Kyi. Indonesia has reported that the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, is calling for their foreign ministers to appeal to Myanmar, also known as Burma, for the release of Nobel Peace Prize laureate and democracy leader Daw Aung San Suu Kyi. The ASEAN senior officials agree to strongly recommend that Dr. Suu Kyi be freed to participate in next year's elections. The urging for member state Myanmar's humane and just actions by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations is clear. Our sincere wishes, Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, for your continued protection and well-being.
Iran and Arab states commence Ramadan. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei of Iran announced Saturday as the start of the nation's holy month, with Arab countries such as Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, the Palestinian territories, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen likewise beginning on that day. Throughout this holy time, each day from dawn to dusk, Muslim faithfuls abstain from food, drink, and other impure substances like tobacco, while increasing their spiritual reflection through prayer and reading of the Quran. U.S. President Barack Obama was one of the world leaders sending best wishes, as he said, "Today I want to join with the 1.5 billion Muslims around the world and your families and friends in welcoming the beginning of Ramadan and wishing you a blessed month."
May God's peace be upon you.
We also wish all the blessed people of Islam an auspicious month of Ramadan. May your devoted practice inspire a more elevated and serene society worldwide.
French tourist freed in Pakistan. Following his detainment since May 23rd in southern Pakistan's Baluchistan province, French national Antoine Falsaperla has been safely released. French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner both expressed their relief and thanks to authorities in Pakistan for their help. "We join in conveying our gratitude, Pakistani officials, for your assistance in securing Mr. Falsaperla's peaceful freedom, wishing him a happy homecoming and joyful reunion with family and friends."
can still save the planet. Day 1249. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Meat costs and vegan savings. A meat-free vegetarian diet drastically reduces carbon footprint. Over a one-year period, per person, emissions from a meat-based diet is equivalent to driving a mid-sized car 4,758 kilometers. Emissions from a vegetarian diet is equivalent to 2,427 kilometers, nearly 50% less. Emissions from an animal-free vegan diet is equivalent to 629 kilometers, one-seventh of the amount of a meat-based diet, or 87% less. Emissions from an organic vegan diet is 281 kilometers, 94% less emissions than that of a meat-based diet. Animal-free vegan diet can reduce greenhouse gases by up to 94%. Be veg, go green, save the planet. For more urgent details, please visit suprememastertv.com/SOS. Save our planet. Fish diseases worsen with climate change. Addressing a Wildlife Disease Association conference in Washington, USA, Dr. Jim Winston, fish disease specialist at the U.S. Geological Survey Western Fisheries Research Center, said that entire fish populations in North America are suffering from various climate-related diseases.
Moreover, as fish are especially sensitive to changes in water temperature, the scientists warn that their condition will continue to worsen without mitigation to global warming.
Many thanks, Dr. Winston and colleagues, for your eye-opening report on our aquatic co-inhabitants. Let us all bring more mindful stewardship and genuine consideration to save the precious fish and their irreplaceable contributions to our environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai often shares caring insights to remind humanity of the plight of our fellow beings, as in an August 2008 video conference with our association members in Vancouver, Canada.
They are trying their best to sound the warning bell and warning by disease and even death en masse. But I don't know how many of us are listening. They're trying to help us, but we're trying to kill them. It's a very sad affair. We humans have to do everything we can, not waiting for the animals. So many other signs in the nature, so many animal signs, but we have to listen. It's not the animals, it's us. We just have to remind everybody to be veg and to be kind to the animals. That's the only way we can protect them.
Save our planet. Rare lemurs killed illegally for bushmeat. U.S.-based environmental organization Conservation International has reported the mass slaughter of lemurs in Madagascar, which have been killed to sell as bushmeat to restaurants. The illegally poached animals include the threatened crown lemurs and the rare endangered golden crown Sifaka lemur. Conservation International president and lemur expert Dr. Russ Mietermeyer said, "What is happening to the biodiversity of Madagascar is truly appalling. Given their very limited ranges, the Sifaka could easily be eliminated by such poaching. Conservation International is thus urging for reinstatement of preservation efforts to protect the lemur and Madagascar's biodiversity." Meanwhile, scientists have linked contact and consumption of primate meat to transmission of diseases such as the Ebola virus and HIV. "We are deeply saddened to hear of such actions that endanger these beautiful lemur animal co-inhabitants. May the nations of our world come together in kindness and respect to restore our rich planetary diversity."
Save our planet. Singapore finds new way to track illegal logging. scientists at Singapore-based Double Helix Tracking Technologies have developed a method of DNA testing that can identify individual trees and species in forests, which they are using to build a database that can determine the origin of manufactured items such as furniture. This will facilitate tracking of illegal logging activities, which threaten forest preservation and wildlife habitat, as well as causing potential harm to some 1 billion people who depend on the forests for survival. As large amounts of timber from some Asian countries are now illegally procured, this DNA testing new practice will help save forests along with bringing down prices of ethically harvested woods. Our green hats off, Double Helix Tracking Technologies, for your brilliant tree-saving endeavours. Blessed be such initiatives as yours in fostering higher eco-friendly standards on Earth.
Save our planet. Indian residents of Jharkhand, where 80% of the population depends upon agriculture, face food shortages due to weak monsoons and prolonged drought.
Save our planet. Scottish Environment Secretary Richard Lockhead announces a draft plan that views waste as a resource rather than a problem, creating thousands of green jobs through improvements in recycling and reuse facilities while addressing climate change goals.
Save our planet. Off the coast of Tasmania, Australia, winter ocean water temperature reaches 13 degrees Celsius, the warmest ever recorded.
Save our planet. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gary Locke approves a plan that prohibits expansion of commercial fishing in the Arctic to protect the health of the region's unique ecosystems.
Way to stop 80% of global warming. Use animal-free products.
For more urgent details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/SOS.
And I enjoy being a vegetarian. Here's a tip today on money saving. Next time you purchase cleaning sponges or pads for your kitchen, cut them in half before using them. They will last twice as long. It's an economical way to conserve resources. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for the worldwide weather.
In green news, American companies collaborate to support eco-friendly energy. Aerojet and Solar Power Incorporated are joining to offer workers at Aerojet up to 60% discount when they purchase home solar energy systems. Through this project, 1,600 Sacramento Aerojet employees will decrease electricity costs. In addition, the program will build a 3.5-megawatt solar power source at Aerojet, which is expected to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 4,200 tons, sulfur dioxide by 16.7 tons, and nitrogen oxide by 6.5 tons during its first year of operation. Kudos, Aerojet and Solar Power Incorporated, for your efforts. May we see more earth-loving endeavors like this around our globe.
In humanitarian news, a Lebanese student wins an award for the creation of a blood donor database. Yorgi Maurice Teruz, a 23-year-old student at the Lebanese American University in Beirut, was the recipient of the $50,000 Youth Innovation and Achievement from King Abdullah II of Jordan. Mr. Teruz was being honored for founding in 2007 the Donna Sane Computer, which means to give without expecting anything in return. By connecting blood donors with those needing transfusions, he has helped save more than 1,000 lives. Mr. Teru said, "The biggest proof of responsible citizenship is to serve someone you don't know." Thank you so much, Mr. Yorgi Maurice Teruz, and congratulations on your well-deserved distinction. May your dedication continue to enhance the lives of many. Up next on Noteworthy News, a movie from Formosa or Taiwan raises awareness about global warming. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More hopeful news will be here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, high-thinking news for a more civilized world. Environmental news, a Formosan or Taiwanese animated film raises awareness on global warming. Ms. Shi Zhu Ling, a graduate of National University of Technology in Formosa, created Farewell. This movie tells the story of the last polar bear's goodbye to the whole world. Farewell won a special award from the Czech Republic International Festival of Animated Films, ANIFEST. Congratulations on your film's honor, Ms. Chu Ling. Our appreciation for calling attention to the importance of protecting our Earth and its cherished inhabitants. May all life flourish, nurtured with respect and love.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Finnish entitled, A Different Set of Problems.
Jos minulla olisi 10 appelsiinia ja antaisin sinulle 2, kuinka monta minulle jäisi jäljelle? En tiedä, koska koulussa opiskelemme vain omenoilla.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master, thank you very much for your uplifting programs and wise teachings. There is no other TV like yours. I've been vegetarian for more than 2 years and I was very happy when I found your TV. It is comforting to know there are more vegetarians who care about our wonderful planet Earth. You do a really wonderful job. The world needs more people like you. I would be more than happy to have the opportunity to work with you. All the best, Michael from Ruda Śląska, Poland.
Planet Protecting Michael, thank you for being a part of the veg movement to save our Earth. If we join together in a vegan circle of high thinking and living, we can herald in a golden era of compassion. If you like, you may contact our center in Poland at www.guidesdirectcontact.org.tw/ENG/CP about sharing information with your Polish co-citizens. All our materials on www.suprememastertv.com/B-veg are free and downloadable. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a joy to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
Now we say la revedere, which means goodbye in Romanian.
May your days be blessed with harmony and love. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. President Barack Obama announces plans for a farmers market to sell produce from the White House garden or local farmers, providing more access to fresh fruit and vegetables.
Following several meetings together, Iranian and Qatari border guards find amicable accord and sign an 11-article agreement to formally harmonize their country's relations.
Archaeologists working in Siberia have discovered 1,000-year-old relics with elaborate metalwork similar to Indian and Persian crafting of the same era.
To protect the lives of unborn babies, a U.S. federal judge in South Dakota ruled that doctors must inform women seeking abortions that they are terminating the life of a unique living human being.
Hundreds of celebrities from mainland China, Formosa or Taiwan, and Hong Kong host a benefit concert for victims of Typhoon Morakot, with donations that included $3 million from Hong Kong movie mogul Run Run Shaw.
The U.S. government donates $6 million for demining endeavors to create safe passage for residents returning home from previous civil war displacement in northern Sri Lanka.
Bulgaria bans potato crisps, soft drinks, instant soups, and high sugar content cakes from school cafeterias to stop obesity and promote children's health.
Animal advocate and vegan member of parliament, Manika Gandhi of India, requests that the Puerto Rican government halt construction of a monkey breeding facility and ban imported monkeys from Mauritius for testing.
Moroccan ambassador to the UN, Omar Hilaleh, calls for implementation of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East, as originally agreed at the Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference of 1995.
To prevent hunger, the UN World Food Programme, or WFP, is providing food for at least 900,000 children in Kenya during the school holiday month of August.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.